Thank you very much, Randy. And tomorrow, 37th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade, of course, 1973 decision. And I thought on the eve of that anniversary, we should take an Old Testament history lesson to heart. For hundreds of years, the Lord warned the Israelites through his prophets. And then all of a sudden, it was too late. Darkness descended upon the promised land. The people of Israel had become slaves to the mighty Assyrians. Although the tribe of Judah to the south had miraculously survived the initial onslaught, somehow they blithely managed to ignore the lesson of history. 2 Kings tells us that Ahaz, king of Judah, walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and that he even sacrificed his own son in the fire. In other words, he followed the detestable ways of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. The nation of Israel had become a mere reflection of the pagan culture that surrounded it. True prophets continued to warn God's people that their wickedness would inexorably lead to destruction. But the words simply fell on deaf ears. The rulers of the land had become so corrupt that they even hired false prophets to tell them what their itching ears wanted to hear. Of course, the inevitable finally occurred. The axe of God's judgment fell. Babylon leveled Jerusalem, and the people of Judah were driven from their land of promise. What that has to do with us today, I think, is poignant and profound. Because like ancient Israel, we're turning a deaf ear to the lesson of history. We have repeatedly violated God's commands as if we could do so with impunity. We have failed to heed the warnings of his prophets. We have embraced the new paganism of our times. Our ways have become detestable to the Lord. And we have forgotten his commands. Christian philosopher Francis Schaeffer warned us that abortion would be the watershed issue of our era. He said, of all the subjects relating to the erosion of the sanctity of human life, abortion was the keystone. It is the first crucial issue that has been overwhelming in changing attitudes towards the value of life in general. Schaeffer's warnings have tragically fallen on deaf ears. For more than two decades, we have sacrificed our children on the altars of hedonism. And even now, the axe of God's judgment has been laid to the root. 2,000 years ago, Christ warned us that the time would come when you would say, blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, the breasts that never nursed. Well, the present-day abortion holocaust has driven those words home in dramatic fashion. Perhaps most frightening of all, as you ponder this horrifying reality, is the fact that the present-day Holocaust is government-funded. In other words, you and I are footing the bill. Make no mistake, choice advocates like the Congress and the courts are not the friends of children. America's unthinking submission to their twisted argumentation is moving us progressively towards social genocide of an unfathomable magnitude. And the movement's own label, pro-choice, is, Well, it's nothing but a twisted deception covering up a nationally sanctioned Holocaust in which the right to choose to kill a child reigns supreme over the baby's human rights, the rights of the parents of a pregnant minor, the rights of the baby's father, the woman's right to accurate information about fetal development and the negative consequences of an abortion, the rights of society to protect all of its members no matter what their social status, what their economic situation, or what their physical limitations. And those who continue to fight legislation restricting abortion are in reality not pro-choice. Rather, they are singularly pro-murder. The rhetoric serves to camouflage the carnage, but abortion is the painful killing of innocent human beings. Well, what does that have to do with you? What I would say is that we need today not to be microcosms of the culture, but change agents in the culture. On the one hand, we need to be involved in the legislative process, but we need to ultimately recognize that if you want to change the culture, you have to be a change agent, a tool in the hands of God of changing the hearts of people, because abortion at the end of the day may not be the real problem. It may simply be the cover-up exercise. The real problem is promiscuity and the sexual revolution. And the only way that changes is for you to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ, ready always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, and to be able to do that with gentleness and with respect. That's why we do what we do at the Christian Research Institute, and it's why we ask you to join us in a stand for truth, to do what you do because truth matters. Today, if you want to join a ministry making a difference in changing the hearts of people, not only here but abroad, pray for this ministry and support this ministry financially. You can do that on the World Wide Web at equip.org, E-Q-U-I-P, and via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or through our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. One thing I will guarantee you, I will never pull punches. I'm going to tell it like it is, no matter what the cost.